Hey guys, this is Velvet Sky, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network. I got them candy kisses on my
dresses. Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random combat, sports, TV shows, anything that the fight app provides. I am Finn Fish. I got a co-host. He is Mr. Fourth Row. What's going on, Mr. Fourth Row?
Oh, not much. Just sitting here getting ready to do our next episode here. How are you doing? How was your week?
Very good. I had my son's birthday party. Went to Dave and Buster's. Not into it. Then it's a little cramped in Dave and Buster's. This one per se. Didn't have too much of a big weekend. Just did a little recording, which you probably hear a little later on in the week. I did a Odds After Mania, which we did at a bar, and I had to drink Jaeger, which I do not agree with.
No.
But I can't complain about it because it's free. So record at a bar and I get free drinks. How's that work? But yep, that's how it works though. How about you? How'd your weekend go?
My week was pretty good as well. From the last time that we recorded, I too celebrated my birthday. My real birthday is closer to the week that just happened versus, as we mentioned before, the Rocky Mountain Pro birthday celebration I had at one of their live events. That it was about 2 weeks off compared to my real birthday. So I'm not the only one on this network that has a birthday extremely close to the WrestleMania date every year. So that was kind of fun to do. And just been working out, playing volleyball, training for my 50K. And then I also recently attended the New Era Colorado live event this past weekend. It was a good time. RMH and I went, attended, and it was a great show, and it went like 3.5 hours, so it was really nice. It was a great long show.
Okay, now are you trying to get New Era Pro on to fight? Because I'm still on a conspiracy theory.
Okay, now I did, after the show was over, I'm putting it in record right now, I did talk to one of the owners that runs New Era Colorado about getting on Fight. She had never heard of it. So I can now officially put that if they do get on Fight, that it was my idea, with a little nudging from RMH to you should go talk to her. So I did. So we'll see what happens.
You won't take credit for RMP, but you're taking credit for this. I'm still investigating this. So I'm thinking there's something going afoot here. But we got some. To me, it's bad news. Really bad news. Not that bad. Okay. At the end of the month, we have the pay-per-view, WWE pay-per-view, Payback. Cool, whatever. I have not missed a pay-per-view in about, that airs at Sam's Town, in about at least 2 years. Except for the one that was in Las Vegas, Money in the Bank, which I went to personally. These bums, say it nicely, these bums put the Payback on the same night as Cauliflower Alley, the Casino Royale show, the show I've been going to every year. It's a good convention that's in town. The retired wrestlers and then, up-and-comer independent guys. And it's on the same night. Oh. I can't make it Monday. They have a show on Monday, but they have a show on Sunday. And we got T-shirts made. We got all this stuff made. And it's like, as much as I don't want to miss, because I won't watch WWE at home. I'll watch it when I pay for it, like a movie. But I won't watch it if I miss it. It's like, I don't care if I miss it, because I could hear a podcast or two about what happened. So right. It just sucks, because it was so ingrained to me to go on Sam's Town once a month on Sunday. Now I'd be going, we have it at the Gold Coast holds this event. But it's all good. It's, you know, yeah, whatever. I pay $9.99 for the network and I'll watch it there. And I really go to Cauliflower Alley Club show any night of the week that I don't work. So so that's the only thing that kind of sucks. But we got shirts. I wanted to get our shirt made so I can wear it to that event.
Right.
To see, you know, maybe I can get some people on to fight. Maybe, you know, they talk to me to get on the Fight Network. So,
yeah.
But with that being said, what are we watching this week? What are we covering? What are we going to review?
Well, this week we are watching Wrestlelicious, the Hoedown Throwdown episode. And, you know, it actually feels like it's been a while since we had a regular review of an episode. It seemed like I have this bad dream that we watched some kind of weird lumberjack turned boxer show like a week ago or so. It just, are you getting a little kind of that feeling as well?
I don't know what you're talking about, fella.
All right. So let's get into Wrestlelicious Hoedown Throwdown.
Yeah, and this is pretty cool to interactive and see what would the name be, the show be named. And Cousin Cassie, she wins because she wanted to call the show the Hoedown Throwdown. I forget the other names that they had up, but that's not that important.
Yeah. So they had mentioned they had three of the talent, the women there had a idea for what to name this special event, and by vote Cousin Cassie won.
Cousin Cassie.
Where we came up with the Hoedown Throwdown.
This opens up with Jimmy Hart and Brooke Lynn talking about the battle royal tonight and how Brooklyn was going to, she said she's going to win it all.
Right, she's putting herself over. She was like, I got this. I'm gonna take out all those other women in the ring, and I'm going to be one of the two that get to now fight for the championship.
Yeah. But you know who Brooklyn is, or you know anything about Brooklyn?
I don't. Tell the listeners out there.
She played Cookie in TNA. She teamed up with Robbie E. She was just the valet at first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be that real world, what was it? Jersey Shore ripoff thing.
Right. God, that was a while ago. That was when TNA was TNA.
Yeah. It had a hell of a lot more TNA. I mean, okay.
Yeah, exactly. TNA squared.
So we get into a little bit more into the show. We got the Country Quicks. I thought it was the Country Cousins, but
it was the Country Quickie with the Country Cousins of Tyler, Texas, and Cousin Cassie,
where they were just rattling off jokes.
Right.
If you know you're a wrestler, if you wrestle a pork chop away from a dog or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Those were horrible.
You know, but you know, it's what we like about Wrestlelicious is it's so corny that it's great.
And I believe this is the second to the last match, so we only got one more time to review this before we're done.
Right.
So we're trying to hold off, but so we got a segment. Are you smarter than a male wrestler? And this is where this is I turned on the show.
Well, okay, so we got are you smarter than a male wrestler, which could be, you know, draw a parallel to the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fourth Raider, hosted by Jeff Foxworthy. And then You Know You Are a Whatever, which is kind of another parallel to Jeff Foxworthy. You know you're a redneck if...
Yeah.
Are they, like, trolling Jeff Foxworthy?
I don't know. They stole this little, stealing everything from the man. Jeez. You got to pay this guy royalties.
Exactly.
So Jimmy Hart asked Greg the Hammer Valentine, what rapper sings "Can't Touch This"? I believe it was something like that.
And his name is MC.
Yeah, MC in
something.
Yeah, and in Hammer says MC Squared.
Eureka! I think he's got it.
Nah, he is incorrect. And Little Sam gets the same question, and Little Sam guesses MC Hammer, because that's a fave. That's my fave. Yeah. Oh, I could have punched her in her face off that one. It's like, that's my fave. And then Greg Hammer times underneath his breath. That does sound familiar, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And we get into our first bout of the night, fight of the night. We got Candy Kisses with the Gumdrops versus Little Slam. And this is funny because this is actually a good match.
Yeah, it was a very good match.
This is a long match. This is a long one. For these women, usually a power slam or something you pin. This lasted longer than the Battle Royal.
I know. This is a great match. One of the things I really love about Wrestlelicious too is the commentator. Every sentence he says is some kind of pun or joke. I mean, and it's delivered well.
He's joking through the whole thing. Oh my gosh, Little Slam's in the turnbuckle. Every little, he's always trying to. He's putting down the heels and he's pumping up the faces, and like, at least the crowd is leaving. I hope they go buy some earplugs, because. But I'm so high. I do not know why. I am high as hell on Candy Kisses. Even though later on, one of my favorites that won last year is in the Fight Lady of the Year. I don't know what award we called it, but our favorites, ladies. But I don't know why, but I'm right now, so far, this year, I'm going with Candy Kisses.
Right.
That outfit is nice.
Yeah, but be careful, because if you ask her for a date, she may ask for alimony at the same time. Because that's what they mentioned when she got a date with Kevin Federline.
Oh, so. Yeah. Just making puns about it. She's the Britney Spears of professional wrestling. But she can't, we reviewed her before. She can't sing. They did a little throwback. She can't sing. She can't dance. But man, does she look nice in those pants. Watch out.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, good match. Little Slam wins. Little Slam was taking a lot of, oh, man. They're building up Candy Kisses. Candy Kisses is hitting some good moves. And then, like I said, the winner, Little Slam, but Little Slam had to pull this one out. And I got a cousin that looks like Little Slam. My cousin does not talk like that, though, how Little Slam is portrayed to speak on this show. But like I said, great match. Holy shit.
Yeah, very, very good match. A lot of great impactful moves. Everything they did together was well executed.
Oh, I like that, because guess what? Speaking of impact, we got our next swimsuit promo with Amber Lively, and you got to know who Amber Lively is just by looking at her. Do you see who she is?
It's not ringing a bell off the top of my head, but I know she looks familiar. I'm gonna need a little refresher.
Madison Rain.
There we go. Yeah.
She's married to that annoying ass Josh Matthews. That's the other. I saw her talking about on this latest episode of TNA or Impact.
Impact. Yeah.
I don't know. Ugh, it was horrible. But I made it through it. Because I fast forward through it. But they're just in the water and swimming. Not swimming, just. Jumping in and out of the water, having fun.
Yeah,
nothing to it.
Yeah, a little bit of filler for this episode to get it close to 30 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. we had the Young and the Restless wrestler skit. You know who this chick looks like? The one that's, this is the military one, right? Where they're training the girls to become professional wrestlers.
Who do you think she looks like?
You watch that Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, I don't. Oh,
she has that new show, Mick.
Oh, okay. I don't watch it, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
She looks just like her, long blonde, yeah, hair, really skinny.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's like, is that the same lady? How? No, but we have a wrestle. We have a rewind. Nothing to that.
Yeah, and they're just talking about previous episode.
Yeah, what had happened between some of the wrestlers, but if we gave out best named wrestler, this one would be second in my book. Sha-na-na. Sha, I don't know. I wouldn't know if it was a guy or a girl. Sha-na-na. But she is a woman with the she plays a 60s character.
Right. 50s, 60s, yeah.
Yeah, they have a little skit. She's dating a new guy. Or going out. Some guy's supposed to pick her up for a date. And they're going back and forth about, he's pretty cool. I hear he's very nice. He likes to deliver bells to dogs or bones to. He's a delivery guy for something like that. He's a delivery guy. He likes to deliver bones to dogs or something like that. It's like, oh, why is that? Because I hear he does a lot of booty calls. Oh my gosh! I was like, what a name, though. Sha-na-na.
Sha-na-na. Yeah.
And now it's time for the hoedown throwdown. That's kind of... that's a horrible name, but...
I mean, well, voted on it.
Yeah, if it was from the other ladies, but it was from Cousin Cassie, Cousin Cassie named the show. She wanted to call her show Throwing Down Hoes, but this was quick, fast, in a hurry. Easy eliminations, nothing to it. You gotta really just watch this one. Almost everyone on the roster was in this match, but you got eliminated pretty quickly. But I do like the concept that the last two people in the ring, was gonna face off for the WrestleLicious crown.
Yeah, especially since this was a new promotion and they didn't have a standing champion. I totally agree. It's very, very good way to figure that out. Just say the last two people will meet each other.
Yeah, for their title, and it squeezes out another episode as well. Because now you go, okay, you guys are gonna go beat not just the winner of the Battle Royal gets the crown. The winner of the last two will go into another match, and they will announce our winner, and then like I said, a lot of just easy eliminations. But our winner and one of my favorite female-looking wrestler last year, Felony. That's right. I could talk about Felony for hours.
She's making the most of her work release.
Yeah. When she's on work release, she knows how to work it. And she would take on Glory. Yeah, those are all of her name was just Glory?
Just Glory, yeah.
The American girl, yeah, that's her name.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but she had a catchphrase.
Yeah. And these two would meet for the WrestleLicious crown championship. Where, yep. Yeah. Oh, man. It was either out of Sha-na-na and Felony, but man. But I picked Felony last year, so I'm sorry, Felony. Don't come out and don't commit no felonies on me. But
only the good kind, actually.
Yeah. But what do you give this wacky episode of WrestleLicious Hoedown, the Throwdown?
Well, even though it was entertaining and the final match was very quick, they seemed like they just kind of just squeezed it to, you know, make this. And that could have been because they were recording all these episodes all at once, you know, to make this season of Wrestlicious. I was entertained at some things. The first match of this episode was very, very good, I thought. But overall, you know, I did watch it twice, honestly. So I'm going to give them a 6 probably. It kind of left me wanting a little bit more, especially with the last episode that we watched. Wasn't as entertaining. Maybe they could have, you know, expanded a couple things, some of the skits and things like that. But maybe they just were filming, and because this was, they just didn't have enough to sequentially make this season a little bit longer and before their final episode. So that's kind of way I looked at it. What did you think of this episode?
I thought it was good. Another good episode. That match was good. Actually, very good. Some of the skits I did not like. Are You Smarter Than a Male Wrestler? I like that one. I like the concept of that one. The Cousin Cassie crap. You might be a wrestler if this. Nah. No. I don't know what the point of the swimsuit thing is, but it needs to be a hell of a lot longer. For me. But I don't think that's going to happen. And I think it's just they rolled this as one single episode, because the next episode after this is their last episode. For that season, or whatever they had it. So I think it's a very good episode. Good match. Dump these chicks out of the battle royal. You don't want them to get hurt. I think they're just taping so many times. Check out our review of the first episode to get our thoughts on the crowd, because same bunch of people, good camera work, all that good stuff. So I'll go with a 7, because I watched this a couple times. I like I said, I'm very high on Candy Kisses, and then my girl Felony was in one of the winners at the end. So I can't go wrong with those two. But what are we going to review or talk about next here on What's on Fight?
Well, our next show we're going to review is going to be the Pinfall Television episode number 1. That's from Pinfall Wrestling Association, one of the newest promotions on the Fight TV app. So there's a lot of new promotions coming on. So we're kind of like trying to check them out as fast as they're premiering.
Yeah. And we got a interview coming up with the RMP guy. We have him.
Yes. We have an interview that's going to be released a little bit later on this week with Kelly Dowdy, production manager there at RMP, giving us a little insight on the backstage and behind the scenes dealings there at Rocky Mountain Pro. Our very first guy from the production side of the camera. So kind of cool and different to hear all his thoughts on everything. So keep an ear out for that when we release it.
Most definitely. We're making waves over here on What's on Fight. Oh, speaking of What's on Fight, maybe you didn't get this text. I sent it to you. We have to name a new Mr. What's on Fight, or a new Mr. Fight, because Drew McIntyre has got signed away from Fight.
Yeah, he's now in the WWE.
So I know it's not our job to name a new one, because we have our own Mr. What's on Fight, the guy we see the most. So who do you think would be the new Mr. Fight then?
Ooh, that's a good question. Who should it be?
The guy that's...
You have any thoughts on who that could be? Because they're still saying that he is.
I mean, yeah, but... Yeah, because he's still... Yeah, but a couple months from now, I ain't going to be saying shit about it. Once he gets really cooking and all the tapings that he's done on Fight and for promotions that are on Fight go away, I, I, I've been I know you don't want to market this guy, but if you go by their criteria of the guy they see the most on their viewing, you got to go with Joy Ryan.
Yeah, that's true. He's on a lot of things. Yeah. I mean, I'd be happy with that.
I don't think they want to promote that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that fine line when it comes to Joey Ryan of how much promotion you want to give him. You know, honestly, I don't turn away when he's on my TV.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's advertised for a lot of shows.
Yeah. We haven't seen him in a while in anything we've reviewed. And that's not on purpose. But I think we'll see him very shortly.
Yeah. But let's see. But let's tell the people how to reach us here on What's On Fight. And I'm very simple, easy. I'm FinFish, SCU on Twitter and on the Gmail. We have a number that you can dial up. It's simple as well. 702-907-3483, 702-907-FITE. We have a brand new email or a new account.
If you want to contact the show directly, you can email us at podcast@whatsonfight.com. You can also visit our website, whatsonfight.com as well. Yep. You can email me, Mr. Fourth Row. That's Mr. spelled out, 4th in the middle, row at the end, at gmail.com as well.
Okay, and then let's round down to all the other fine, fantastic, wonderful shows that you can find here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. We have my show, Lucha Chat, where I try to chat all about Lucha Underground because, I don't know. Looks like things are going to change, but
the mid-season premiere should be happening here fairly soon, right?
No, not from what last I checked as advertised. No.
Oh.
So.
Still waiting. We're still waiting, sadly.
Yeah. I'm sitting over here crying. But I'm sorry, I fill my time with other podcasts that I've done. But we have other great shows here. In no particular order, but we just have them in some order, but it's okay. We have the European Uppercut. A European perspective of all the pro wrestling. Every pro wrestling that they talk about. Their perspectives, which is pretty cool because it's mostly American wrestling. They do talk about a lot of the companies over there, which is good. But I like a different perspective from a different country. That's because they can only watch where we can attend, as you know.
Right. Exactly.
So that's pretty cool.
Then we also have the Spanish announce table, who slams your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. Yeah. Great guys. I love those effing guys over there.
We have WrestleCast. The podcast has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. Sticking with them, got Wrestling Cheers. You get hanging with Heavy interviews the callers into the All Wrestling Weekend Review. Still the highest rated Hanging with Heavy because I get heat with everybody.
Woo woo. Everybody.
So my episode, I haven't checked in a while. I'll see if I'm still up top. But I guess I'm the heat magnet.
Yeah.
I got to switch my name up now. Finn the Heat Magnet Fish because I'm getting...
knowingly and unknowingly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think I gotta take my I'm gonna be on a no fly list pretty soon.
We also have NFL Easy Picks and CFL Easy Picks, so get your fill of the pigskin there with those podcasts.
We get a non-wrestling few more non-wrestling podcasts. Squabblebox, Legends on Siren FM, Your Original Showcase, The Test Experience, All Beer Inside. Got that one right. The STFU, Shut the Fuck Up, and so much more. Later this week, I will be having an episode, The Odds After Mania, because we did the odds on Mania. Now we're just going to go through our picks, see if we won and how many beers I've won. So make sure you check that out. You know, so you can learn a little bit more about betting and how to actually win if you bet your friends, if you're betting on pro wrestling.
Exactly. May the odds be in your favor.
It looks like I am maybe orally done fighting with WrestleLicious Hoedown Throwdown, but I'm not physically done. I'm going to watch a couple more of these episodes.
Oh, yeah, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
But how about you? How you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this week in this episode. So until next time, fight on.
All right.
Candy tree, she knocks me high up on my feet. Oh, candy.